Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mu'ili Ili Honganji. Mu'ili Ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities after the pandemic is over. If you go to our internet website at www.mu'ili'ili'honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Nakata family in memory of their father, Robert Nakata. Our speaker this morning is Reverend So Kalu, Associate Minister of the Honpa Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Kalu.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to this morning's White Way radio message. I am Reverend Saul Kalu, an Associate Minister of the Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin. During this very difficult and trying time of the coronavirus pandemic, I wish all of our members and listeners to be safe and healthy and always connected with the Dharma, despite the temporary closures of the temples statewide. A very important Buddhist observance this month is Hanamatsuri, or the day the founder of Buddhism, Shakyamuni Buddha, was born some 2,500 years ago. In the East Asian cultures, the Hanamatsuri, also called Kambutsu-e in Japanese, is observed on April the 8th of every year, and although not a national holiday, nonetheless, it is an important observance for Buddhists from all over Asia and the world. In Jodo Shinshu temples, however, we have the image of Amida Buddha as the main object of reverence. Why don't we have any representation of Shakyamuni Buddha, the historical founder of Buddhism, who lived as a real person in history? Shinran Shonin, the founder of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, in his wasans, or religious poems, describe the relationship of Amida and Shakyamuni Buddha to us as that of parents, with Shakyamuni Buddha as the father figure representing wisdom and Amida Buddha as the mother figure representing compassion. Although, as enlightened beings, Buddhas have elements of both wisdom and compassion in them. It is a matter of emphasis on how we follow the path to enlightenment. We Jodo Shinshu Buddhists rely on the power of the primal vow of Amida for our salvation. It is in no way disregarding nor disrespecting Shakyamuni Buddha. But in fact, the Pure Land Way of Buddhism is in accord with the teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha. For it is stated in Shinran Shonin's wasans that the sole purpose of the historical Buddha's coming to this world was to preach the ocean-like primal vow of Amida. The primal vow, also known as the 18th vow or the Hongan, states that, if, when I attain Buddhahood, sentient beings in the lands of the 10 quarters who sincerely and joyfully entrust themselves to me, desire to be born in my land, and call my name even 10 times, should not be born there, may I not attain perfect enlightenment. The key words are to entrust sincerely and joyfully, and to desire to be born in the pure land. Together, this is what is more commonly known in Jodo Shinshu as Shinjin, or attaining the entrusting mind or heart. Without Shinjin, birth in the pure land or enlightenment is not within the reach of us ordinary foolish beings. We are living in the so-called age of Mappo, or the age of the decline of the Dharma. And unlike Shakyamuni Buddha, ordinary people can no longer attain enlightenment by their own self-power. It may seem such a simple matter to just accept and entrust ourselves to Amida's vow, but in actual practice, it is never easy to do. So how do we attain the entrusting mind or heart of Amida that is necessary for our birth in the Pure Land? Shinran Shonin at one point despaired at being unable to achieve spiritual awakening, but he eventually did through a series of steps or processes to arrive at the 18th vow, the attainment of Shinjin. Shinran practiced the 19th and 20th vows first. The 19th vow of Amida encourages the doing of meritorious deeds, good works, to earn merits towards attaining enlightenment. But Shinran classified this as a provisional practice, one meant to provide a way to nirvana for people who are unable to transcend their own power and self. The 20th vow encourages the repetitive recitation of the Nembutsu, or the name of the Buddha, in self-power, in order to develop the mind of always remembering the Buddha. This is also called Jiriki Nembutsu, or the Nembutsu of self-power. And Shinran considered it as a provisional practice also, but not the main one. Doing good deeds, such as ascetic practices of meditation, fasting, refraining from eating meat, abstaining from marriage and sexual activity, and reciting the Nembutsu many times, thousands of times a day, did not lead to Shinran's attainment of the settled mind. These practices were provisional, for it led not to his enlightenment, but to the realization that he, as an ordinary foolish human being, is not capable of doing anything that would lead to his salvation. And only through total reliance on Amida is his birth in the Pure Land assured. Thus, from practicing the 19th and 20th vow first, he came to realize the 18th, which is the attainment of Shinjin. This has become the core teaching of Jodo Shinshu since then, the awakening to the limitations of our self-power and the necessity of entrusting to the Buddha's benevolence for our salvation. Shinran's own experience of traversing the 19th, 20th, and 18th vow as a process of spiritual development is called turning to the three vows, or Sangan Tenyu in Japanese. We followers of the Jodo Shinshu path today need not undergo this process of Sangan Tenyu in order to awaken to the Buddha's call. We already know through Shinran's teachings that self-power doesn't work. Our main practice in Jodo Shinshu is Chomon, or listening to the teachings, over and over again, even if it sounds repetitious or sometimes boring. But listening is not enough. To apply the teachings in our daily lives is important as well. For with constant listening and practice, we absorb the Dharma in our lives just like a sponge would absorb water. We may be occupied with our daily mundane chores of living, but let us make it a daily practice to set aside even a few minutes of remembering both Amida and Shakyamuni Buddha through self-reflection and expression of gratitude for the boundless wisdom and compassion that is always directed towards our spiritual liberation without limits or conditions. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Reverend Kalu, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Please remember that Moiliilihonganji has canceled Sunday services and all other activities. While we are canceling Sunday services, we do have a live stream service given by Reverend Umitani on Sunday mornings. A link to the live stream will be posted shortly before the service starts. Live streaming presents new technical challenges for us, and we may experience difficulties. In any case, the video will be available afterwards for on-demand viewing. If you can, please assist others in viewing the service. We will still be continuing our White Way Radio broadcasts on Saturday mornings at 7:45 a.m. on KZU 1200 a.m. The temple office and columbarium will be closed until the pandemic is over, so please call before coming to arrange for the columbarium to be open. Bedside services will still remain available, and private memorial services may be scheduled depending on the discretion of the minister. Please contact the office at 949-1659 to make an appointment or if you have any questions. The cancellation may extend further depending on the progression of this pandemic. Please check our website at www.morioliiliongkanji.org and our Facebook page for updates. Please remember, as we are practicing social distancing, being physically apart, wear a face mask, but we do remain interdependent. Take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. Share what we have and do not hoard. In our Buddhist practice, we teach impermanence. This is a major disruption, but it will not always be like this. We are all in it together. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Nakata family, and our speaker, Reverend So Kalu. Thank you for listening, and please join us again next week on the White Way Radio, when our speaker will be Reverend Kazunori Takahashi. Namo Amida Butsu.